Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I got mixed up with the wrong crowd during high school. Coming from an already troubled household made me more inclined towards harmful things. I didn't hesitate to ride a bike at full speed after getting hella drunk or following shady strangers to try new kinds of drugs. Yes, I was reckless, and I probably still would have been if that dreadful experience never happened. My dad used to beat my mom almost every night after getting drunk. She hit him too with whatever she could grab, and it was a ruckus around house 24/7. I started spending nights chilling out with whoever bought me booze. Sometimes, I even woke up on a sticky, dirty floor next to a pile of blood-stained syringes. I was so high that I could not even remember how I got there in the first place. Somehow, I would pick my miserable self up while cleaning the vomit off my clothes and walk out of the house pushing aside junkies lying all over the dingy house. I was in such a state that I kept saying to myself, "What worse can happen at this point?" But only if I knew that the nightmare was about to come. Unlike every other night, I stormed out of the house as my parents fought like animals. My mom screamed, saying,
"Are you going to your druggy friends?"
I turned around and replied, "I don't have any friends. You all disgust me." Honestly, I don't care if anyone finds me guilty for behaving this way, but it was indeed the truth. I lit a cigarette as my cravings started to kick in. I called a guy named Kramer, who often hooked me up with pot and ecstasy, but he didn't pick up my call. Running out of options, I started to walk towards Skid Row. Everyone familiar with downtown LA knows it's last resort for homeless people and druggies. As I walked through the alley of shadow and dirt, the burnt smell of toxic chemicals started to jam up my nostrils. People lying in the muddy, dirty corners, being high as a kite, and saying gibberish in that state of trance was a common thing for me. I saw two guys smoking something standing near a dumpster. As I got close to them, they offered me a drag without saying anything, and I took a puff without giving it a second thought. As soon as the smoke entered my mouth, I felt I just smoked years of preserved tar mixed with the stench of rotten eggs. My head started to bang heavily, and my vision became blurry. The scary part of the high is I wasn't passing out and yet felt like falling. I walked ahead while those two freaks laughed at me seeing my condition. I somehow sat down near a pile of garbage bags and thought about sleeping for the night there when a squeaky voice spoke to me.
"Up for some adrenaline rush?"
"What? Who are you?"
"We can be friends if you want."
"Look, man, I don't want any more trouble for tonight. Just, please, leave me be."
"I see. Guess I will find someone for the party."
"Wait, there's a party? Where?"
"In that garage under the basement. I have buddies there. Wanna come?"
I thought it would be better to take shelter under a roof than pass out on these dangerous streets. So I got up somehow and agreed to follow the man. He seemed like he's in his late 40s. There were scratches all over his face, but he has excessively bright eyes that could look into your soul. He walked like a shadow. No matter how fast he walked or whatever came under his feet, no sound ever took place. We came near a turn and the man stopped. He gazed around suspiciously and said,
"This way."
The turn led to a narrow lane. After walking 2 to 3 minutes more, we reached in front of a rusty metal door. He knocked on the door thrice, and a pair of eyes peeked from a small square-shaped hole on the door. The man from the other side of the door asked, "Who is it?" To which he replied,
"Enderman."
The door opened immediately, and we entered into a small corridor. At the end of the corridor stood another big door. Behind that door, I could see neon lights flicker. The sound of subdued loud music also echoed in that corridor. The man who opened the door was a bald guy who was probably a drug dealer or someone of that sort. He handed over a small pouch of white pills to this man, and we two walked to that room at the end of the corridor. As I stepped in, I saw 7 to 8 men sitting in front of computers playing video games. A neon light sign reading Minecraft was attached to the front wall. Noticing their screens, I realized they're all playing Minecraft at various stages. The way they played seemed very freaky to me. Their eyes were wide and filled with dark circles, as if they are playing for a long time without taking a break. The man gave me a disturbing grin and said,
"Welcome to my den. You can call me Enderman. These are all my players."
"Your players?"
"Yes. Come on in. Grab a seat."
He pointed out to a beanbag kept near the door, and I sat down. I am familiar with this game. One of my friends was crazy behind it. I didn't quite enjoy this game because of its endless exploration. I mean, yes, you get to win trophies, but this game never ends, which kind of creeps me out. I thought maybe they're having a competition or bet to win a real prize because they were so dedicated to the game that none of them took their eyes off the screen for 1 second. It was like they must keep playing, no matter what. My curiosity kicked in, and I asked, "What are they playing for?" The man laughed in a creepy way, saying,
"Their life."
"What? What do you mean by that?"
"They might be in different levels, but they all have to follow one rule. If you die in Minecraft, you die in real life, too."
Before I could get a hold of everything this man was saying, one of the players started to slap himself vigorously. "Oh my God, why is he doing that?"
"He's just trying to be awake, so he doesn't die in the game."
The more I watched these players, the more I realized what a psycho this man is. But what he did next gave me chills. One guy started to scream, saying, "No, no, no!" And then, for the first time, turned at us. His eyes were bloodshot, as if he hadn't slept for days. He fumbled in a painful voice,
"Please, Enderman, I can start again. Please, I'm doing this for the last 3 days. Please, let me go."
The psycho walked close to him and said,
"There's only one rule here. If you die in the game, you die in real life."
He took out a gun and bashed the poor man's brains out. Blood splattered everywhere. Drops of blood fell on the other player sitting next to the poor man, but he didn't even show emotions. It was as if he can't spare a single second to act on whatever craziness going on around here. None of them said a single word, moved a single muscle to react to this ruthless murder happening in front of their eyes. They kept playing like before.
"Are you all insane?"
I screamed and bolted out of that room. I ran at full speed through that dingy corridor. That bald guy came to stop me, but I was quick. I pushed him and sprung out, sliding that metal door with all my strength. I don't know how I carried myself home that night, but the next morning, I went there again to look for those people. But the metal door was sealed with a huge lock and chains. It was closed from the outside, and I realized they are gone. Whoever that man was, he was batshit crazy, no doubt. I don't know if he's still out there playing the character of Enderman while putting his players in a terrible fate.
Hey guys, I see many of you commenting on my videos that this channel deserves 1 million subscribers. But I also see the percent of people who watch my videos aren't actually subscribed to the channel. So, if you like the content, want to support my channel, and want to see this channel reach 1 million subscribers, or maybe 500,000 subscribers, then go ahead, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. It's free, and you can always change your mind later.
I am thinking there's something terribly wrong with my Minecraft account. It all started once I named one of my pigs. I have been playing this game for a few weeks, and when I discovered the option to name other resources and even mobs, I decided to play this game a bit differently. I live in a small apartment. From my bedroom, one can see the bedroom of my neighbor. A 53-year-old mean lady named Miss Perron lives there. I have never seen anyone as cruel as her. She used to live with her husband, who left her for some other woman. Maybe that's what turned her to be like that, or maybe she was always like this. I am sure her husband left her for not being able to stay under one roof with such a psycho wife. Last week, a pretty white cat climbed up to her window and was chilling there. The cat didn't even enter her room. All of a sudden, She rushed to the window and grabbed the cat by her hands. The cat didn't get a chance to run away. She threw the cat on the ground from her two-story house. It didn't die, but its legs got hurt badly. I still see that cat limping in pain. That lady screams at every kid who comes near her house. In three words, I hate her. It was a rainy afternoon. After finishing my lunch, I was planning to play Minecraft for a bit. I turned on the PC. As the logo started to roll in, I heard that lady screaming at me.
Hey, you idiot! Turn down the volume! You are interrupting my sleep!
Honestly, the sound wasn't loud at all, and she had an option to close her window to avoid that. I replied to her, "Close your windows, dumb woman!" She started a brawl right then and there. She was repeatedly insulting and cursing me in the most abusive language possible. I fought hard, but her pitch was so annoying that I gave up and closed my windows on her face. I saw a crooked grin lighting up on her face as I backed down. I was so frustrated that I almost crushed my keyboard with my fist. Don't know why I decided to channel my anger into the game. I suddenly put a name tag on a zombie. Yeah, I named the zombie Miss Perron. I don't know why I did that. And out of immense frustration, I started killing it. As soon as I hit the zombie on the head with my sword, it vanished into thin air. My anger calmed down a bit. I played for a few hours more and went to bed early that day. The next morning when I woke up, I heard an ambulance standing close to my apartment. I peeked from my window and saw paramedics taking away Miss Perron on a stretcher. She was lying there unconscious with a bleeding head. I could tell she hit her head last night and fainted inside the house. Dried blood was all over her face and clothes. 3 days later, she came back home with a bandage over her head. I wanted to believe it was just an accident, but that was the first time I felt my Minecraft game was cursed. I didn't play the game for a week, and Miss Perron didn't bother anyone like before because of her head injury. But once she started to get better, her cruel nature came back again. I knew a kid who lived down the street. His name was Noah. He was playing fetch with his dog when he threw the ball quite higher, making it break the glass of Miss Perron's window. He was running in fear, but Miss Perron came and with his ball and told him to come and get it. I thought she might have changed finally, but as Noah walked to her expecting to get his ball back, she did a very bad thing. She grabbed Noah's ear with her bony fingers and twisted it ruthlessly. The kid cried in pain while she laughed in her evil joy. Noah ran home sobbing. I felt really bad for the poor kid, and at that time, I decided on my next move. This time, I named my pig after that crazy lady and went too far. I tied the pig to a rope and dumped it into boiling lava. A spine-chilling scream pierced the sky and people rushed to Miss Perron's house. Black smoke was coming from the house and the house caught fire. Everyone talked about how 90% of her flesh was found melted on the floor. She died that day, and I am not even sorry it happened because of me. But now, this unknown power has started to take a toll on me. No matter how much I eat, my skin is rotting and I can see myself starving slowly. It's as if I am stuck in Minecraft difficulty level in real life. But the effect is coming slowly, and the urge to name tag things after people I don't like is pulling me like a magnet. Last week, I was sitting near my window watching the kids playing in the streets when I overheard a conversation. They were playing in a team, and there was this big boy constantly bullying others. He was taking advantage of his size and pushing others intentionally. A girl fell on hard ground and hurt her knees because of that demon. I heard two other kids yelling, "Enough, Bert! You are hurting her!" I couldn't stop myself anymore. That's it. His name is Bert. Now I can do what I want. I can give him what he deserves. But this time, I wanted to watch how it happened. I wanted to see if it was Minecraft making it happen or just a coincidence. I started the game on my phone and secretly kept my eyes on that kid. I named a creeper after him, Bert, and made it walk on a cactus block. Trust me, I don't know how it happened, but as soon as that creeper touched the cactus block, I saw Bert collapsing on the floor while itching his entire skin like a maniac. The other kids started to scream seeing him act like that. He was gagging and constantly trying to pull something off his skin. His skin was turning red and blood started to come out from everywhere. From his nose, from his eyes, from his palms, every freaking part of his body. He suffered for like 5 minutes and slowly gave up. I closed the window immediately once Bert took his last breath. I wonder if his parents are going insane. How come he accidentally died like that? They don't want to know what I know, and no one ever will. Yesterday, I bumped into my ex-girlfriend. I still remember how badly she insulted me in front of all my friends because I wasn't that good-looking in her eyes. I just name-tagged a spider by her name and smashed it with my sword. I am hoping to get some good news soon. I don't care if this game kills me in real life, but if I am going down, I'm taking everybody with me. Yeah. I have always been a gamer. No matter what you name, be it online or offline, I have played it or yet play it. Among the online games, Minecraft became my recent favorite. After my elder brother moved out for college, his gaming console became mine. Mostly I played with my friends, Tim and Jude. I was sitting in my room and playing with Tim one afternoon when Jude called me. I picked up saying, "Hey man, what's up?" He told me his distant cousin is inviting him to join a survival mode. It's going to be a big game and would I care to join? I haven't played with a lot of players till then, so I agreed happily. Jude told me he will send a server link, which I'll have to join. Almost every gamer knows joining unknown servers holds its own risk, but we anyway do it, right? I didn't hesitate much because I never expected things to take a different turn. Jude sent me the link. I joined it immediately. We thought it would be better to send commands and chat separately, so everyone opened the MindChat website to play the game without getting overflowed by messages on the same screen. It was a team of 10 players, and I only knew Jude and Tim. The game began, and the red warning logo flashed on the screen, revealing we were going to play the hardcore mode. Everyone played carefully, because if you die in hardcore mode, you either become a spectator or leave the server. I played many times on this mode, and not lying, I got pretty good at it. I started building a shelter, while Tim and Jude gathered stones for a furnace. Everyone was doing their gameplay, except one player. This guy named his character Creeper00 and stood like a statue right next to me. I felt as if he was just standing there only to watch what I am doing. The character was behaving like a mob for no reason and was sneaking on me. Wherever I went, he followed me. And if I stopped, he stopped as well. I was feeling irritated, so I asked in the mind chat, "Yo, Creeper00, what's your problem, dude?" To which he replied with a victory sign. Tim also texted, "Who is this guy, Jude?" And Jude replied, "I don't know. Let's play our game." I went back to the screen and started playing again. We played for hours and it was time for sunset. Tim and Jude hid in the shelter and I drifted apart while collecting wood. I started to run in the direction of the shelter because I was scared of the zombies. I mean, you can't take unnecessary risks when you're in hardcore mode. After running for at least 5 minutes, when I still didn't find my shelter, I texted in the chat, "Guys, where are you? I think I'm lost." But instead of Tim or Jude, the creeper guy replied, "You're not alone. I am right behind you." I checked the game screen, but still found myself standing alone. Just then, another message popped up in the mind chat from the same Creeper00. "I am right behind you. Turn around." Trust me, every inch of my skin shivered in fear. I was alone in the house, and I knew this guy was just messing with me, but at that moment, my heartbeat got faster. I quickly turned around and obviously found no one. I checked the chat again and found everyone either died or left the game, and it was just me and that creeper guy in the game. I texted, "Where did everyone go? Tim, Jude, where are you guys?" The creeper guy again replied, "I ate your friends so that we can be friends. I have had enough of this bullshit." I called Jude right then, but he didn't receive my call. I dialed Tim's phone after that. He also didn't answer. I got a bit spooked out now. I texted in the chat, "Okay, Enough of your jokes. I'm living the game. Now, die alone. The reply came quite spontaneously. Don't you dare quit on me. I killed everyone so that we can stay together. You better, but I didn't wait to listen to this crazy guy. I quit the game and turned off the PC. I sat in front of the black screen of the computer for some time and then got up. I went to the washroom, splashed water on my face, and jumped on my bed. This is why I often avoided playing with unknown players. I shouldn't have joined the server in the first place. I might have dozed off thinking all this when my phone buzzed. I woke up and saw it was Mom. As I picked up, she screamed at me saying, "Luke, are you home?" "Yeah, where will I go now?" "Then why is the door alarm going off?" "What? There's no sound of an alarm going off. What are you saying?" "Luke, there's an intruder in our house. Someone has entered the house breaking the alarm. I just got notified. I've called 911. Please, lock the door of your room and stay inside." As soon as I heard her say that, I heard another sound. Someone was coming upstairs in a hurry. I could hear heavy footsteps rushing towards the door of my room. I sprung out of bed and probably some inches away from my door, where the door jilted open slightly. But before the person on the other side could open it completely and enter my room, I grabbed the doorknob and pushed with all my strength to close the door. I could feel extra pressure from the opposite side, but I somehow closed the door and locked it.
"Whoever you are, you won't get in. My mom is going to be home soon, and we have called the cops as well." "But why did you quit on me?"
As I heard these lines, a cold shiver ran down my spine. Is it Creeper 00? How did he know my address? Oh shit, he tracked my IP. Damn.
"You definitely don't want to be my friend. Then why don't I send you to the same place where your friends are now?"
"What did you do to them?"
"I ate their hearts and gave the remains to the zombies."
"What? You are just a crazy Minecraft freak."
He went on twisting the doorknob for a few minutes more while laughing and growling like a maniac. I got so terrified that I sat on the floor and covered my ears with my hands. I was praying to God for the cops to arrive soon, and God did listen to me. As soon as the cop cars reached the house, I heard running footsteps fading away. The cops rescued me, and someone indeed broke our alarm and entered the house. I still don't know who was the other person on the other side of the door. My friends, Tim and Jude, disappeared from their houses all of a sudden. Police are still searching for them. No one has the slightest idea what happened to them. I don't want to believe that some guy named Creeper from Minecraft actually ate my friends with his zombie clan. But will you believe me if I tell you something completely bizarre? These days, whenever I open Minecraft, no matter which mode I play or what level I'm on, three characters are always present there, standing in the corner, watching me. Their names read Tim, Jude, and Creeper 00.